I've since I'm from Southern California, we always go to In-N-Out, but this Chick-fil-A was right by an In-N-Out, the first one I went to. And I remember my mom saying, "We're not going to In-N-Out, we're going to Chick-fil-A." And I was heartbroken that my mom would choose Chick-fil-A. I was like, "No, mom, I don't want to go there." And she said, "You've never been there." And I remember really liking it. And I do remember the first time I went. And then I just, after that, when it came to our town, is when my life really changed. And it has never been the same.
You know what a bucket list is, right? Well, dictionary.com defines it as a list of experiences or achievements a person hopes to accomplish during their lifetime. Today on the podcast, the story of how an epic Chick-fil-A bucket list landed one raving fan free Chick-fil-A for a year. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, and Jim, I'm a little afraid to ask, but what's on your bucket list?
Well, I don't really have a bucket list, but if I did, I've always wanted to go hang gliding, which I still haven't done.
What?
I know. And but the motorcycle thing across the country, I'm still holding out to do that, either with my son or even by myself. I'm fine with being by myself. I get along with me.
So wearing the leather chaps, oh, feeling the breeze.
Not quite like that, but maybe. I don't know.
Well, one of mine was going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I was able to do a couple years ago. That was amazing. I also, for some reason, wanted to read Tolstoy's War and Peace, which I did. I don't recommend that. but now I have a new goal.
What is it? Let me guess. Climbing Kilimanjaro?
No.
Swim the English Channel?
No.
Swim with the sharks?
No.
How about run with the bulls? Something like that?
No, but those are all really good.
Have four more kids?
No. I want to eat one of everything on the Chick-fil-A menu.
Oh, man, I didn't think that high.
Yeah, just like Megan Holmes did. Megan, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So good. Thank you so much for joining us. And I have to know, where did you get this amazing idea?
Okay, so it started when I was in high school. So I'm from Southern California, and I didn't get a Chick-fil-A until like 2014. So fairly recently is when we discovered Chick-fil-A. And I had it one time randomly at the airport, and I was like, oh, this is good. And then they put one in my city, and we fell in love with it, my friend and I did. And we would go there all the time and just eat it and never got tired of it. And we met the Chick-fil-A cow one day, and that's how it started our hashtag Chick-fil-A bucket list. And we're like, oh, we'll just do random Chick-fil-A related things and follow this hashtag that we've made. But then it turned into, well, we're here all the time and we sit in different seats. So why don't we create a bucket list where we eat one of everything off the menu and sit in every seat in our local Chick-fil-A? So we drew a diagram of the Chick-fil-A and wrote the menu on the back, and we took it with us every time we went. And yeah, it started like that with an obsession of Chick-fil-A and wanting to do something unique.
How long did it take? Did you each order the same thing every time?
Well, we started with ordering the same thing, but we realized that was not cost effective. So we ended up just doing, I'd order one and my friend would order the other. And we would just go in order of the numbers, so like the 1, 2, 3, and 4 and stuff. And then we'd just share it. So we'd split it in half. And that's how we started trying everything off the menu a little bit faster, and it wasn't as expensive. And it took us about probably 6 months to do it, I'd say.
Wow. Did the operator know about this?
He did. So my friend, who was another friend who was working at that Chick-fil-A, we were in high school together in a student leadership class, and we were catering Chick-fil-A for one of the classes, and the operator came, and my friend said, oh, hey, this is my operator, Carlos, and you should hear about what my friend's mate Megan's doing at the store. And I told him all about our bucket list, and he said, that's really cool. If you finish by the end of summer, I'll give you free Chick-fil-A for a year. And of course, I was screaming like, oh my gosh, yes, I'll do this. We weren't going to do it for anything, but we're even more motivated to do it now.
And I understand Chick-fil-A corporate heard about it too.
They did. So we posted it on social media and they found out about it. And we just wrote like a little story and sent in a picture of us with the Chick-fil-A cow. And then they posted it on their website. They used to do little excerpts of people on Chick-fil-A stories. And so we were on the Chick-fil-A website for a little bit. So that was really awesome.
Wow. She was on the website, Allison.
Wow. She's a big deal.
Well, now you discovered Chick-fil-A about 7 years ago. Do you remember that? Did like the world come into full color at that moment?
It did, actually. Since I'm from Southern California, we always go to In-N-Out, but this Chick-fil-A was right by an In-N-Out, the first one I went to. And I remember my mom saying, "We're not going to In-N-Out, we're going to Chick-fil-A." And I was heartbroken that my mom would choose Chick-fil-A. I was like, "No, Mom, I don't want to go there." And she said, "You've never been there." And I remember really liking it. And I do remember the first time I went. And then I just, after that, when it came to our town, is when my life really changed. And it has never been the same.
Now, obviously, you succeeded at your bucket list goal and you won the free Chick-fil-A for a year. What was that like to like feel like a VIP every time you walked in?
It was incredible. It was a really great experience because we were able to meet many of the employees at that Chick-fil-A. We became friends with them and they'd know who we were, where we were. And then they'd come and be like, "Oh, how are you guys doing on your bucket list?" Because we'd always bring it in with us and we'd be like, "Here we are. We have to sit over here next. And this is what we need to eat." And we got to try menu items that, well, they're no longer on the menu. RIP coleslaw and the chicken salad sandwich. That Chick-fil-A was in a test market for certain things. So the egg white grill, before it became a permanent menu item, we got to test that. And then they did do chicken and waffles, if I remember correctly. And I loved that, but obviously it did not pass. So it's not here, but.
Oh, man, a lot of people want Chick-fil-A to bring out waffles.
I'm all for it. I would go with it. If they said we're doing chicken and waffles, I'd be 100% behind it.
It sounds really good. Have you heard of other people doing this type of bucket list challenge?
I have not. I'd like to think we're the only people who have done it, but I know that is not true. But I would encourage everybody to do it just to get to know the Chick-fil-A menu and then the Chick-fil-A employees at your local Chick-fil-A. It's a great experience. I loved it.
Wow, I've not done that yet. I'll probably do it this week. But
1 week.
Just so I can plan this out, how much does it cost to do everything on the menu? Do you know?
I have no idea. I would recommend going with Allison and then you guys just like dividing it up. Like, okay, you buy the number one, I'll buy the number two. And then you guys just split it. That saved us. So they also gave us some free meals along the way. They were like, "Oh, we'll give it to you for free today." And we're like, "Oh, you're so nice." So that's why you got to make friends with the employees. They hook you up.
I don't know. Allison's going to rip me off somehow.
No, but you're not a very good sharer, so.
Or you could just use all your points, Jim, because you're now a signature member.
That's right.
That's really the way to get free food.
Yeah, words out on the street. I am amazing, aren't I?
Yes, you are. That is quite the achievement.
Yeah, I know. I don't really want to talk much about it, but if we need to, I will.
No, we're good. We get it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's time for a quick break. When we return, you won't believe where Megan works now. Okay, maybe you've already guessed it. It's Chick-fil-A, but we're going to ask her how she landed a job there when we come back.
We know you're loving this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, but if you need an extra helping of chat, laughs, and chicken, catch up on all 40 episodes of season one. Jim's favorite was episode 28, our interview with the Sauce-Moto inventors. Mine was episode 18, featuring the world's first Chick-fil-A puppies. Listen to both and let us know which one you like best. My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, streams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And welcome back. We are talking to Megan Holmes. She has hit the bucket list of a lifetime. Most of us, we cannot even do this in our lifetime, but she's already done it at her young age, eating everything on the menu at a Chick-fil-A. That is incredible. And now, of course, you work there. How's that going?
Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. I love working there. I love the people I work with, and I love my job.
Did doing the Chick-fil-A bucket list help you get the job?
Yes. I wrote it on the resume saying I did a Chick-fil-A bucket list and just kind of left it at that. And they said they were very intrigued by that. So, like, what is a Chick-fil-A bucket list? And then I start talking about Chick-fil-A, and I get really enthusiastic. So they could see I was passionate for the business and for Chick-fil-A. So yes, I'd like to think it did help me get a job there.
Well, and now that you're on the podcast, you can even shoot higher. So what is your career goals now?
Hosting the podcast with you guys. That's where I'm aiming for. I'm looking out there.
Yes.
No, I would actually love to work at the home office in Georgia, the support center that's in Atlanta. I went there last year, or in 2019, I went and visited, and I fell in love with it, and I would love to move to Georgia and work there.
Oh, that's awesome. But you're from Southern California, but that's not where you work, right? The Chick-fil-A you work at is in Utah?
It is in Utah. So right now I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I work at Chick-fil-A at City Creek Center. So it's a mall location. And I've worked there on and off for the last 5 years while I was going to school. And I actually left the country to serve a mission for my church. And I came back and I've just worked there on and off and until January, when I did my internship with them because I was studying business. So I learned all of the positions in our Chick-fil-A. And then they hired me on when I graduated a few months ago to be their marketing and catering director.
Wow. And when you went and visited the headquarters in Atlanta area, did you go to the other Chick-fil-A landmarks, like, you know, the Dwarf House and all that, Truett's Luau?
Of course I did. So I specifically went for Chick-fil-A. So you can ask me what other things there are to do in Atlanta, and I couldn't tell you. I can tell you all about the Chick-fil-A things. I wore a Chick-fil-A shirt every day. We actually did go to the World of Coke, and I was wearing a Chick-fil-A shirt, and so my whole wardrobe was Chick-fil-A shirts. And we did go to Truett's Luau, and I loved that. I loved the atmosphere of it and just how it was different from any other Chick-fil-A I'd ever been to, but it was so incredible. And then we did go to Dwarf House, and I'm planning on going back to Georgia because they've closed the Dwarf House right now for renovations. So when it's opened again, the grand opening, I want to go back to Georgia for that.
Which was your favorite?
Probably Dwarf House. They had some incredible food there, and I just loved knowing that Truett had been there and that was his thing. Actually, strangely enough, Truett, Kathy and I share a birthday.
Oh.
So I think it's a common spirit that on March 14th, you love Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, you won a Chick-fil-A scholarship too, right?
I did. That was another great thing I love about Chick-fil-A is that they give back to their team members. And so when I had left Chick-fil-A, I ended up coming back so I could, apply for a scholarship and hopefully receive it. And I ended up receiving it, which really helped me get through school because it obviously paid for part of my tuition. So that was also an incredible thing that Chick-fil-A does is scholarships.
You know, Jim, I always tend to think you and I are like, you know, the biggest raving fans. And then I meet people like Megan and I'm like, whoa, she really is drinking the Chick-fil-A Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I feel like I've been eating at McDonald's or something instead all this time.
Yes.
What does your family think about your love of Chick-fil-A?
Oh, man. When it started, they just were like, they call me addicted. But I've had an operator, my current operator, Nick, he calls it passion. So Megan, you're passionate about what you do. And that is the word I choose to use. I'm very passionate about Chick-fil-A. My family's just like, oh, you're crazy. It is what it is. But everyone knows, all of my friends know that Megan's at Chick-fil-A and that's where she wants to eat. That's where she wants to work. And Megan is, she's Chick-fil-A. So my family's supportive. They love it. And when they go to Chick-fil-A, they tell me. And my nephew, who he's 4 right now, but when he was younger, like 2.5, some of his favorite things to say were eat more chicken. And he knows his whole Chick-fil-A order. So he will tell you what he wants from Chick-fil-A. So I think I've done right as an aunt that my 4-year-old nephew knows his Chick-fil-A order and he knows that Chick-fil-A is eat more chicken.
Oh, that's a great accomplishment. Well, we're going to take another quick break, but when we return, food for thought with Megan Holmes. Throwing your little nugget a Chick-fil-A themed party? We can help. Head to ChickfilAPodcast.com and snag the free printables on the homepage. Our friend Megan Taylor of All She Wrote Notes created 2 beautiful downloadable calligraphy prints just for you when you sign up for our email list. Then head to our fan shop. Pick up some cow print balloons, gift bags, a kids tee, your baby bib, all the goodies you need to give your party the special sauce. Again, that's ChickfilAPodcast.com. And don't forget to tag us in your party photos. We can't wait to see your little nugget.
And welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Megan, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite sauce?
Oh, ranch mixed with honey roasted barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's a fancy one. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Post Malone.
All right. If you didn't work at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
Oh.
Well,
I've never thought about
she can't
that.
Fathom that.
There are other jobs out there.
There are. Well, actually, I used to be a teacher of science, so I'd probably go back to teaching.
Okay. Well, if you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. Something chicken related, so then I could have a whole menu. No. I would probably do a cookie sundae. A cookie parfait.
Oh, you're a health nut.
No, with the amount of cookies I put on, no, I'm not.
All right, is there a menu item you're not a fan of?
No.
I saw that coming. Wow, she's good. Okay, what do you wish you could add to the menu?
Chicken and waffles, for sure.
There you go. Do you ever forget to say, my pleasure?
No.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Currently, I only have 4,274, but I have a lifetime points earned of almost 21,000.
All right, that's respectable. Very good.
It's no signature status, but I'm getting there slowly. I'm red status.
Yeah, I don't want to look down at you, okay?
But you are. It's okay.
Oh, how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
30. I've done that before, so at least 30.
Okay, team nuggets or team strips?
It depends on the day.
Ha! Excellent.
Wow, I love it. Now, I know you said you were out on the missions field for like 18 months. Where were you?
So I was in South America in Paraguay. So I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And when you're around 19 years old, you have the option and you're able to leave your family for 18 months to go teach people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I decided that is something I wanted to do because I love Jesus and I love his gospel and I wanted other people to hear it. So I left my family, left Chick-fil-A, left college and everything for a year and a half and served a mission in Paraguay where I did not know the language, did not know anybody there, but I ended up leaving the country after the 18 months, loving the people, learning the language and having an unforgettable experience.
Wow. That's dedication when you leave Chick-fil-A.
It is true dedication when you leave Chick-fil-A for 18 months.
Okay, so take us back to when you came back to the U.S. Was Chick-fil-A the first thing you ate?
You know that it was. Everybody knew. That's like the whole thing is that, okay, what's the first meal you're going to have? And there was no question about what Megan was going to have when she came back. It was Chick-fil-A. And I even took a little plush cow with me down to Paraguay. And I had, you know, ladies there that I met and people there, and I'd have the little cow with me and they'd be like, what is this little cow that you carry around? Because I'd take pictures with the Chick-fil-A cow in random places that I thought were really pretty and I wanted to show Chick-fil-A in Paraguay. And yeah, so people there kind of know what Chick-fil-A is. They at least know that Megan has a weird obsession with cows is probably what they took away from that. But I knew I was taking a little piece of Chick-fil-A with me to South America.
That's hilarious.
And what did you order when you came back?
I don't remember. It was probably the nuggets or the strips because it depends on the day if I'm team nuggets or team strips. Sometimes it's strips, sometimes it's nuggets. I'm 100% divided on that. So I don't remember if I had the nuggets or strips. It was, you come home and from 18 months of being in a foreign country and you're a little shell shocked and cultural shocked of coming back and seeing your family. Mm. So I ordered something and I remember eating Chick-fil-A, but I don't remember specifically what it was.
Probably both. You probably got both.
It probably was both.
All right. So since you're an insider of Chick-fil-A, working there at the Chick-fil-A City Creek Center as the marketing and catering director, do you have any like insider info you can give us? Any update on the sauce shortage? Any seasonal summer items?
The sauce shortage, I heard, is coming to an end, hopefully. If not, you do know we have 8-ounce bottles that you're available to buy, which means it lasts longer and it's in a squeezable bottle, which I personally love because it lasts longer and I love it. Actually, I have multiple ones in my house. And then our season of peach is here because it is summer. So woohoo, peach shake is back. We also have the lemon kale Caesar salad, which personally is my favorite salad on the menu right now. So
yeah, we have two of the 8-ounce bottles sitting on our counter right now.
Good. Go buy some more.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, Megan, this has been so much fun. How can people connect with you?
Oh, well, you can connect with me personally, on my personal Instagram. So just MeganHolmes_14, or our Chick-fil-A City Creek is probably the best one because we are doing giveaways throughout the summer. So it's CFA_City Creek. And if you follow us, yeah, you'll see we're doing giveaways every other week during the summer. So that is probably the best one to follow.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
I knew it. I knew she was going to say it. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.